Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Good afternoon. Mike Coates here with the second hour of Swing Time for Tuesday, the 27th of August, 2024. One of the sad inevitabilities of jazz and other life is that our heroes don't live forever. However, for many musicians, they do live on with a vast body of recorded work. And frequently, for big, big jazz bands, the continuity of performances under competent and sympathetic leadership. The Ellington and Basie groups being prime examples. My opening track was one such example of this. Some 5 years after the passing of Count Basie, whose dates were 12th of September 1904 to the 26th of April 1984, we heard the Legacy Band under the leadership of Frank Foster. The lineup is interesting. On trumpets, we have Sonny Cohen, Byron Stripling, Bob Ojeda, Mike Williams, Mel Wanzo and Clarence Banks were... Mike Williams being on French horn, I should have said that. Trombones were Mel Wanzo, Clarence Banks and Robert Trowers, Bill Hughes on bass trombone, Danny Turner, alto and piccolo, David Glasser and Eric Dixon were alto and flute respectfully. Other instruments they played were flute, and Eric Dixon did quite a lot of arranging for this album. Frank Foster was tenor and leader and arranger. Kenny Hing, tenor and flute. Johnny Williams was clarinet and baritone sax. Carl Ace Carter on piano. Jerry Eastman guitar. Cleveland Eaton on bass. And Duffy Jackson on drums. And that was recorded at Clinton Recording Studios in New York City, 16th and 17th of May 1959. By the time that session was recorded, 11 of the 18 musicians on the date had actually been hired by Basie. So I consider it to be a true legacy band. Incidentally, the title of the piece, Booze Brothers, should not be considered as any kind of reference to your combined presenters here today. Of course, nostalgia can occur at other things other than the death of someone. And my next track relates to this aspect again. Basie rears his head. The name of the composition is Memories for the Count, and the title of the album from which it is taken is Buck Clayton plays Harry Edison and vice versa. So here we have Memories of the Count, Harry Edison and Buck Clayton, and the lineup for this session is Harry Edison, Buck Clayton trumpets, Jimmy Forrest on tenor, Jimmy Jones piano, Freddie Green guitar, Joe Benjamin bass, and Charlie Persip drums. This was recorded also in New York City, but at the NOLA Recording Studio on the 16th of October 1958. Memories of the Count.
Thank you.
I'm sure that all astute Swing Time listeners would pick up that Buck Clayton took the first trumpet solo and Harry Edison the second. Incidentally, when first issued, that session came out on a Japanese Verve album, and it's not been widely distributed since, so it's quite an unknown session, really. Worth listening to if you can track it down. From time to time here on Swing Time, we like to invite guests onto the show to talk about, well, jazz. If we are fortunate and circumstances permit, as in the instance of Jamie Taylor earlier this year, we are entertained by live music. Of course, virtually 100% of the music we present on the show is recorded in some form or another. However, most certainly, we could not entertain the next musician. He died in 1941. But I hope you will agree with me that on the strength of the recording we are about to hear, we just might have Jelly Roll Morton in the studio with us. He plays Mr. Jelly Lord. Perfectly. I'm sorry to hear the upset to Jelly Roll Morton's piano roll. We obviously have to change the piano in the studio. That's a job for John to do. Oh, I can't do all this heavy work. So, originally that was cut by Jelly in 1924 for the vocal style piano roll company, and I'm sorry that we didn't hear it in its perfection. It played beautifully at home. So I'm going to return now to the series that I've been looking at of new reissues. When I played last week the Dave Brubeck track, Brandenburg Gate, I said that there was a distinct Baroque flavour to it. This style also occurs on another of these new reissues, which has become available over the last couple of months or so. This is the MJQ album, Pyramid, and I'm sure you're going to enjoy Vendôme. To remind you of the MJQ, in January 1960, a recording made at Capitol Studios in New York City, we have John Lewis piano, Milt Jackson vibes, Percy Heath bass, and Connie Kay on drums. Vendôme. Thank you. first, we heard John Lewis's musical celebration of the square in Paris, dominated by the Vendôme Column, erected by Napoleon to celebrate the Battle of Austerlitz. The track appears on the album Pyramid, which, alongside another, although lesser known, record by the MJQ, Patterns, has been reissued on Poll Winners Records, PWR 27263. Also from the Pyramid album, I included what to me is one of the outstanding recordings of the Boppers hymn, How High the Moon, with, I'm sure you would agree, Milt Jackson in exceptional form. You are listening to Swing Time on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Mike Coates here presenting this second hour. Another reissue from an equally, I would call, respected singer is from Anita O'Day. The track I'm going to play includes Anita with Oscar Peterson, but first we're going to hear Anita with a track which was presented on an album called Anita Sings the Winners. I feel that when we have this large band with Anita, we are really given a view of a singer who we can genuinely call a jazz singer. She phrases, she scats, and she does all the right things in the right time. So, two tracks coming up from Anita. First of all, we're going to play the track Taking a Chance on Love with Anita O'Day and Oscar Peterson. I'll give you the lineup when we've heard the disc. Other track, other record.
What do you want to hear?
The Oscar Peterson one, sorry.
Oh, that's
what. Which is the other. I'm sorry, we have a mixture here with the CDs. It is, in fact, from the Winners track by Anita O'Day. And we're going to play
Night in Tunisia.
Night in Tunisia, that's right. And it is a vocal version. This is what's thrown me. I can't blame the engineer. Sometimes you just can't get the staff these days. Here is Night in Tunisia from.
In a dream for a moment, love in a moonlight solitude. But I never knew at the moment love was just an interlude. I feel as your arms would enfold me, a kiss of surrender sets the mood. Heaven fell down when you told me love was just an interlude. The magic of love surpassed too good to last. Magic, my heart once knew was drenched in blue. There's a night all around me, walk in a moonlight solitude. And I thought romance really found me, love was just an interlude.
magic of love survives too good to last. Magic my heart once knew was drenched in blue. Ooh. The shadows of night all around me. I walk in a moonlight solitude. And I thought romance really found me. Love was just an interlude.
Yes, the reason for including that, apart from the fact that it's on a new issue, which I'll come to in a minute, was that the orchestra was arranged and conducted by a man who is very high on my esteem list, and that was Marty Paich. And he has a number of his usual sidemen on his albums included here. The lineup is Buddy Childer, Dick Collins, Jack Sheldon and Frank Beach on trumpets, Pete Carpenter, Bob Fitzpatrick, Dave Wells and Dick Nash trombones, John Fitzwilliams on tuba, Med Florey on alto, Herbie Mann on tenor and flute, Bill Perkins tenor and baritone sax, Jimmy Rowles was the pianist, Buddy Clark bass, Mel Lewis drums and Anita O'Day, of course, vocal. Marty Paich, leader and arranger. It was recorded by Radio Recorders in Los Angeles on the 3rd of April 1958. And along with another track, which we'll hear in a minute, it is part of a new reissue on a CD issue, which contains Anita in full voice. The number is Jazz Image 24730. The other track that we're going to hear on this CD comes from, again, an outstanding collaboration with Oscar Peterson. And the track we're going to hear is Taking a Chance on Love.
I hear those trumpets blow again, all aglow again, taking a chance on love. Here I slide again, about to take that ride again, starry-eyed again, taking a chance on love. I thought the cards were a frame-up, I never would try. But now I'm taking the game up, and the ace of hearts is high. Things are mending now, I see a rainbow blending now. We'll have a happy ending now, taking a chance on love. Taking a chance on love. De-ba-de-de-ba-ba-do-le-de-doo. Taking a chance on love. I never dreamed in my slumbers, and bets were taboo. But now I'm playing the numbers on a little dream for two. Taking a chance on love. Taking a chance, one chance. Taking a chance on love.
When the disc was first issued, Oscar Peterson was somewhat miffed because he didn't get the same billing on the sleeve as Anitro did. And as a consequence, and it really turned out to be in a first onto a first-class album, he really pushed Anita, and the results are all of excellent value. The lineup for the disc was Anitro Day vocal, Oscar Peterson piano, Herb Ellis guitar, Ray Brown bass, and John Poole, who was Anita's fella. And it was recorded in Chicago on the 31st of January, 1957. An excellent album. Another reissue from an equally respected singer, Billie Holiday. Norman Grant combines Billie with some excellent musicians, and it's from one of these Verve records we take our next reissue album. The slow decline over the years in Billie Holiday's voice has been well documented, and we all know the reasons. Despite all these problems, Billie Holiday somehow always seemed to be able to impart some magic into her performances. We may also reflect here with the Matt Dennis Tony Adair song from 1941, as if Billie is cataloguing some of the misfortunes which befell her during her life. Everything happens to me. Billie Holiday, alongside Charlie Shaver's trumpet, Tony Scott clarinet, Bud Johnson tenor, Billy Taylor piano, Billy Bauer guitar, Leonard Gaskin bass, and Cozy Cole on drums. Recorded at the Filing Sound Studios in New York City on the 14th of February, 1955. Everything happens to me.
Black cats creep across my path until I'm almost mad. I must have roused the devil's wrath, 'cause all my luck is bad. I make a date for golf, and you can bet your life it rains. I try to give a party, and the guy upstairs complains. I guess I'll go through life just catching colds and missing planes. Everything happens to me. I never miss a thing. I've had the measles and the mumps, and every time I play an ace, my partner always trumps. I guess I'm just a girl who never looks before she jumps. Everything happens to me. At first my heart thought you could break this jinx for me, that love would turn the trick and then despair. But now I just can't fool this head that thinks for me. I've mortgaged all my castles in the air. I've telegraphed and phoned. I sent an airmail special too. Your answer was goodbye, and there was even postage due. I fell in love just once, and then it had to be with you. Everything happens to me. My heart thought you could break this jinx to me, that love would turn the trick to end despair. But now I just can't fool this head that thinks for me. I've mortgaged all my castles in the air. Send an ill man special to. Your answer was goodbye, and there was even postage due. I fell in love just once, and then it had to be with you. Everything happens to me.
I'll give full details of that verb recording when I conclude this little survey I've been conducting of recent reissues. As always, tempus fugit, and I am obliged to close our show today. Mike Coates here, thanking you for listening, and apologies again for our mix-up. Really, we'll have to give him a rap over the wrists today. We do hope you have enjoyed the music, and please bear in mind that we broadcast Swing Time every Tuesday on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM for 2 hours, commencing at 1 p.m. I hope that you can join us again sometime in the future. I'm going to conclude with a request from a lady who sent it in by CD. And quite frankly, the blues don't change much, although this was recorded in 1984. Ernestine Anderson with Down Home Blues.
Down home blues. other time. You know what's going through my mind. Do you mind if I get comfortable? Kick off these shoes. And while you're fixing me a drink,
though there's 20 to 1.